pressure at the moment.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Let's start quick before it changes its mind. Okay, this is, it'll make noise if you touch anything. So, what kind of a tree did George Washington cut down?
Was it a cherry tree?
Okay. Have you seen a kind of shrub that grows around here that has, it grows out like around fences along the roadside, and in the fall it turns, the leaves turn bright red, and it has kind of reddish brown berries and a cluster about this shape, and I know it grows about this tall, sometimes it's shorter.
You're not talking about agarita. Those are bushes rather than trees.
Well, would you describe an agarita for me?
I don't believe that they're in clusters. There's, you know, they're just, close together or something, and they have a kind of a diamond-shaped leaf with a little point on the end.
Uh-huh.
You have to be careful in getting the berries off.
Oh, what color is this? Kind of green.
But those berries, though, are kind of orange. You know, they're not real red, but a kind of orange tint.
Okay. On agarita, are the leaves a dark green, or are they grayish green, or what?
I guess dark green.
Okay. Well, what I'm talking about is not quite like that. It's it doesn't have sticky points on it like an agarita does. It's poisonous in some parts of the country, but it's not here.
Oh, oleander? Oleander trees in the back, bush in the back there. Can you see it? You might have to move farther over to see it. Got all those...
Those little pink things on it?
Yeah.
No, that's not it either.
Oh, they don't have berries, though. That's right.
People used to make tea out of the berries. And sometimes they used to use it for tanning hides, even, the berries.
I don't know what that is.
Have you ever heard of sumac?
Oh, yeah.
Which would you call it?
Well, I tell you what, I've just heard it, so I don't know what pronunciation would be correct, because I'm not too familiar with it.
Okay. Do you remember which pronunciation you've heard around here? Which one sounds most familiar?
Shoemaker, I think.
Okay, are there any kinds of bushes that grow around here that make your skin break out if you brush against them?
Well, there's poison ivy, of course.
Yeah.
And,
anything else?
Well, that's all I can think of now that...
Trying to get away from the mic.
Yeah.
How many leaves does it have?
Oh, well, it's leaves all over. They call it poison ivy, and it's kind of like an ivy plant, except that it's a...
Uh-huh. I mean, does it have a certain number of leaves in a cluster, or...?
Well, it grows kind of like... there's an ivy bush behind you over there, see? I think it kind of grows like that, only it's... the leaves are a little are different shape, and I don't know how to describe them, but I'd know one if I'd see it, and I know to stay away from
it. To avoid it, huh?
Yeah. Have you known anyone to have gotten poison ivy?
Boy, yeah.
It takes a week or so to get over it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know a girl who.